Jamie snapped, slipping into the wheeled chair beside her. He peered at the screen. Can't see anything. Wait, the dome fabric is rippling.
Pressure and temperature both falling rapidly, Dezhurova said, an unaccustomed edge of fear in her voice. The plants will die, Trudy was saying, her voice pitched high, frightened. The nighttime temperature.
I know, Jamie snapped. Turning toward Rodriguez, he said, We have spare cans of epoxy, don't we? Where are they? Rodriguez bent over one of the unused consoles and punched at its keyboard, then started scrolling through a list so fast it looked like a blur. He saw what he wanted and froze the display. Repair epoxy, he said, pointing to the screen. It's stored in locker 17, shelf A. Go get it, Jamie commanded. As much as you can carry.
Rodriguez brushed past Fuchida as he raced out of the comm center, staggering the limping biologist. Vijay headed out, too.
I'll help Tommy, she called over her shoulder.
Jamie jumped up from his chair. Stacy, get suited up. Trudy, you help her. Mitsuo, take over the comm chair.
Where are you going? Stacy demanded.
As he rushed out into the dome's dimly lit central area, Jamie said, We've got to slap some temporary patches on the holes in the dome, if they're not already too bad.
You can't go in there, Trudy yelped.
Somebody's got to stop the leak before it gets worse.
Wait for Tomas, Dezhurova said. The epoxy.
No time, Jamie snapped, sprinting away from them. He headed for the airlock as they yelled after him.
Get Stacy suited up, he yelled back. Mitsuo, turn on all the lights in there.
The dome flared into daytime brightness as Jamie reached the airlock that connected to the garden.
Not in here, Mitsuo, Jamie corrected silently. In the garden, for the sake of Christ.
The pressure on the other side of the airlock had not fallen so low that the lock automatically sealed, Jamie realized as he pushed through the double hatches. Not yet, he told himself. It was cold inside the garden. Jamie shivered involuntarily as he stepped inside. The wind shrieked louder, and the dome fabric was flapping noisily, like a sail luffing in the breeze. At least the overhead lights were on at full intensity. Mitsuo heard me after all. The emergency patches were stored in a closed box next to the airlock hatch. Tearing it open and grabbing a double handful of the thin plastic sheets, Jamie thought that they should have learned their lesson from the first expedition and scattered the sheets on the floor around the dome's perimeter. Now he released them and saw them flutter in the air currents, then slap themselves against a pair of puncture holes on the far side of the dome. It's cold in here, Jamie thought, close to freezing already. Rodriguez boiled through the hatch, a big spray can of epoxy in each hand. He looked like a two-gun frontier sheriff, grim and determined.
I'll take them, Jamie said over the shrieking wind. No sense both of us risking. You're not gonna be the only hero tonight, Rodriguez shouted, pushing past Jamie and heading for the spots where the temporary patches were fluttering against the side of the dome.
Vijay stepped through with more cans. Jamie grabbed one from her, and they both ran after Rodriguez. The plants didn't look too bad, Jamie thought, glancing at the rows of hydroponics trays. But what the hell do I know? Green leaves, mostly curled tight. Are the ones closest to the rips drooping more than the others? After a furious few minutes of spraying, Rodriguez said, I think we got it sealed.
Jamie looked around. The dome had stopped flapping.
Mitsuo must have pumped up the air pressure, he thought. The wind sounded just as loud, maybe even louder, but now the dome's plastic structure seemed rigid, safe.
Maybe you're right, he said cautiously.
It's cold in here, Vijay said, hugging herself.
Go and tell Mitsuo to goose up the heaters, Jamie instructed.
Tomas, let's spray the whole perimeter of the dome, down here where the fabric joins with the flooring. If there's going to be any more problems, that's where they'll happen.
Right, said Rodriguez. Just then Dezhurova clomped in, buttoned up in her hard suit.
We got it under control, Rodriguez shouted happily at her.
She raised her visor and glowered at him. Rodriguez laughed.
Stacy, Jamie said, I want you and Tomas to check the integrity of the dome. Spray anything that looks like a potential leak.
The epoxy is not transparent. It will cut down on the sunshine the plants receive.
Can't be helped. The important thing is to ensure the dome's integrity.
Trudy Hall stepped through the airlock hatch.
Oh, my Lord! The tomatoes are ruined!
Jamie grabbed her by the arm. Trudy, you and Mitsuo should check out all the plants. See how much damage has been done. I'll take over at the comm center.
All right, certainly.
She rushed to the trays of plants at the far side of the dome. Morning. Sol 59.
Jamie was still at the comm console when the sun finally came up and the others began to stir. The wind was still yowling, but with the sunrise, the visibility outside improved somewhat. In the screens that showed the outside camera views, Jamie could see that the planes were all still there, although one of the SOAR plane's wings seemed bent oddly. One of the cameras had ceased functioning, but otherwise everything seemed to be in reasonably good shape.
Do you want some coffee?
It was Vijay, standing at the comm center doorway with a steaming mug in her hands.
Good idea, said Jamie, reaching for it.
How is everything? She asked,
sliding into the chair next to his.
We're in reasonably good shape.
How much damage to the garden was there?
Trudy was almost in tears over the tomatoes and some of the soybeans. All the strawberries are gone. But most of the plants are all right. We caught the leak in time.
We won't have to pack up and go home, then?
He shook his head slowly. No. We might have to go without soy burgers for a while, but the garden will still feed us.
That was a very brave thing you did, dashing in there like that.
Jamie felt his brows hike up. He didn't feel very brave. With a shrug, he replied, Seemed like the right thing to do. We had to get those patches in place.
You could have been killed.
I never even thought of that, he confessed. It all happened so fast.
You're a bloody hero, Jamie.
She wasn't joking, he saw. She was in dead earnest. Feeling suddenly uncomfortable, Jamie changed the subject. I haven't been able to raise Dex and Wiley yet.
You expected that, didn't you?
He nodded. Probably a lot of dust on their antennas by now. We'll just have to be patient.
You're good at that,
she said with a smile. He caught her implication. It's a lot more fun being patient with you than with them, he said, low and swift, afraid of being overheard. Before she could reply, Rodriguez burst in, white teeth gleaming in a huge grin.
Well, we made it through the night, he said, then burst into a hearty laughter.
Jamie threw a perplexed glance at Vijay, who shrugged her shoulders.
You were terrific, boss, the astronaut said, beaming at Jamie. Saved our necks, man.
Jamie shook his head, but Vijay nodded agreement.
If the garden had gone, we'd have to pack up and leave, wouldn't we?
Maybe, Jamie conceded.
Anyway, the garden's going to be all right, so let's get on with the program, okay?
Right, Rodriguez said. You had breakfast yet, boss? I'm hungry enough to eat a Martian buffalo.
From the doorway, Stacy Dejerova said,
You will have to find one first, Tom.
Let me grab some juice, Rodriguez said, still grinning buoyantly. Then I'll spell you at the console while you guys grab breakfast.
I thought you were starving, Jamie said, getting up from the chair.
Yeah, I know, but I can wait. You guys go eat. I'll hold the fort here.
Jamie looked at Dejerova, who said,
I will get your juice, Tom.
Okay, thanks.
Jamie said, Well, if you're going to take over, see if you can raise Craig and Dex.
Right.
Rodriguez sat heavily on the little chair, making it roll away from the console a few feet. As he went to the galley with Vijay and Dejerova, Jamie wondered aloud, Tomas sure is chipper this morning. He must have had a good restful sleep. Dejerova sputtered into laughter.
Not exactly.
What do you mean? Stacy looked up into Jamie's face.
Didn't you hear them? Him and Trudy? They were at it all damned night long.
Inadvertently, Jamie glanced at Vijay, who was trying to suppress a smirk.
At least you two are quiet about it, Stacy went on matter-of-factly. But my cubicle is next to Trudy's. Tom was snorting all night like Ferdinand the Bull. He drowned out the storm, for God's sake.
Vijay broke out in laughter. They had just started to eat breakfast when Fuchida limped up to the table, looking distressed. What's wrong, Mitsuo? Jamie asked.
Am I the only one who wonders why the garden dome began to rip apart? He asked.
What do you mean? The biologist sat across from Jamie and Vijay and propped his bandaged ankle on an empty chair.
How can the dust rip the dome fabric? He asked,
like a professor posing a problem for his class. Dejerova got up from the table.
I promised Tomas I would bring him juice, she remembered.
He probably needs it.
Fuchida did not catch her insinuation.
The dome's plastic cannot be punctured by sand particles, he said quietly, firmly.